And so it will be. Alcinous stepped in grandly. Sure as I am alive and rule our island men who love their oars. Our guest, much as he longs for passage home, must stay and wait it out here till tomorrow, till I can collect his whole array of parting gifts. His send-off rests with every noble here, but with me, most of all. I hold the reins of power in the realm. Odysseus, deft and tactful, echoed back. Alcinous, majesty, shining among your island people, if you would urge me now to stay here one whole year, then speed me home weighed down with lordly gifts, I'd gladly have it so, better by far, I'd say. The fuller my arms on landing there at home, the more respected, well-received I'd be by all who saw me sailing back to Ithaca. Ah, Odysseus, Alcinous replied, one look at you and we know that you are no one who would cheat us, no fraud, such as the dark soil breeds and spreads across the face of the earth these days. Crowds of vagabonds frame their lies so tightly none can test them, but you, what grace you give your words and what good sense within. You have told your story with all a singer's skill, the miseries you endured, your great Achaeans too. But come now, tell me truly. Your godlike comrades, did you see any heroes down in the house of death? Any who sailed with you and met their doom at Troy? The night's still young, I'd say the night is endless. For us in the palace now it's hardly time for sleep. Keep telling us your adventures, they are wonderful. I could hold out here till dawn's first light, if only you could bear here in our halls to tell the tale of all the pains you'd suffered. So the man of countless exploits carried on. Alcinous, majesty, shining among your island people, there is a time for many words, a time for sleep as well. But if you insist on hearing more, I'd never stint on telling my own tale, and those, more painful still, the griefs of my comrades, dead in the war's wake, who escaped the battle cries of Trojan armies, only to die in blood at journey's end, thanks to a vicious woman's will. Now then, no sooner had Queen Persephone driven off the ghosts of lovely women scattering left and right, then forward marched the shade of Atreus's son, Agamemnon, fraught with grief and flanked by all his comrades, troops of his men-at-arms who died beside him, who met their fate in Lord Aegisthus's halls. He knew me at once, as soon as he drank the blood, and wailed out shrilly. Tears sprang to his eyes. He thrust his arms toward me, keen to embrace me there. No use, the great force was gone. The strength lost forever now, that filled his rippling limbs in the old days. I wept at the sight. My heart went out to the man, my words, too, in a winging flight of pity. Famous Atrides, lord of men Agamemnon, what fatal stroke of destiny brought you down? Wrecked in the ships when Lord Poseidon roused some punishing blast of storm winds, gust on gust? Or did ranks of enemies mow you down on land, as you tried to raid and cut off herds and flocks, or fought to win their city, take their women? The field marshal's ghost replied at once. Royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, mastermind of war, I was not wrecked in the ships when Lord Poseidon roused some punishing blast of storm winds, gust on gust. Nor did ranks of enemies mow me down on land. Aegisthus hatched my doom and my destruction. He killed me, he with my own accursed wife. He invited me to his palace, sat me down to feast, then cut me down as a man cuts down some ox at the trough. So I died a wretched, ignominious death. And round me all my comrades killed, no mercy, one after another, just like white-tusked boars butchered in some rich lord of power's halls for a wedding, banquet, or groaning public feast. You in your day have witnessed hundreds slaughtered, killed in single combat, or killed in pitched battle, true, but if you'd laid eyes on this, it would have wrenched your heart. How we sprawled by the mixing bowl and loaded tables there, throughout the palace, the whole